Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large for Sunday, November 3rd, 2013. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. KUAF is supported by Aurora Digital Signage, where images and videos can be instantly uploaded and displayed on multiple screens and at multiple locations, improving communication in hotels, museums, restaurants, manufacturing facilities, retail environments, and school systems. AuroraDigitalSignage.com for more information.
Ahead on this edition of Weekend Ozarks, the area's first green cemetery, plus a conversation and silly questions with Frank Tavares, whose voice can be heard reading the underwriting announcements on NPR.
But first, last week, a University of Arkansas alum returned to campus to present a collaborative project she's involved in, a series of short documentary films portraying the lives and legal struggles that confront those who have been wrongly sentenced to death row. And it was followed by a question-and-answer session. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda spoke with Megan Garner while she was in town, and Antoinette has this report.
According to the American Civil Liberties Union's website, for every 10 people executed in the United States, at least one is exonerated and released from death row after being wrongfully convicted. It's this statistic that inspired Will Francombe and Mark Pizzi, two London-based filmmakers, to create the One for Ten project. The project is a series of short 5 to 6 minute documentaries that profile 10 death row exonerees. The only U.S.-based member of the team is producer Megan Garner. The University of Arkansas graduate is currently working as a multimedia producer at Education Week in Washington, D.C., but she came to the project while working on her master's degree at the University of Miami. During her research, she came across statistics that show Florida has the second largest death row in the nation, and the state leads the nation in death row exonerees. These two facts stuck with Megan, and she thought, taken together, they were fairly significant.
I kind of started digging in a little bit and started doing some research into the Florida system, which has several factors that make it unique. And I don't know, I just kind of fell down a rabbit hole. I couldn't really pull out of it once I started digging in. And so I started blogging, and through that blog and through kind of immersing myself in looking at the death penalty system, I found out about the One for Ten project, and they were looking for people. And so I got in touch with them, and here we are.
Thanks to the use of crowdfunding, the project received enough financial backing to become a reality. Earlier this spring, Megan and three of her colleagues loaded up into an RV they named Tina and spent 5 weeks traveling more than 5,000 miles across the U.S., interviewing 10 death row exonerees.
We would spend a day filming and do our interview and film some B-roll. Then we would get in the RV and drive to wherever we were going to spend the night that night, usually a KOA, sometimes a state park. And while one person was driving, the other three would start transcribing the interview so that in the morning we could start editing and we would have a transcript to work from. So then the next day we would edit all day long and sometimes late into the night, and then we would have the film finished by the time we went to bed. We'd get up and upload it the next morning and then drive on to the next interview.
Megan explains wanting to make the project interactive for the audience is one of the reasons for the quick turnaround. The crew wanted viewers to be engaged and feel like they were on the journey too. Megan says they wanted the audience to be able to see a film, respond to it, offer feedback, and suggest questions for the next interviewee. Crew members found their interview subjects by working with Witness to Innocence, an organization composed of, by, and for exonerated death row survivors and their loved ones. The group helped the filmmakers find people who were willing to share their story. Each film focuses on a different aspect of being a death row exoneree. The story of Joe D'Ambrosio, for example, shines a light on what life is like after exoneration.
I was on death row for 22 years. I was locked up for 24 years. The Berlin Wall came down. The World Trade Center happened. I lost my sister, my mom, many aunts and uncles, cousins. A lot of them died off when I was in. My sister came down with leukemia, my oldest sister. And we wanted to see if I was going to be a bone marrow match. So I wrote the prison asking if we could do this. They wrote me back and said, "You're a dead man." No. In my eyes, the state murdered her. By putting me on death row for a crime I didn't commit, I couldn't save my sister's life, and she died at the age of 49.
Producer Megan Garner says the story of what happens afterward is so compelling and something that you don't always think about. Even if someone was exonerated because of the internet, people could find out about his or her time in jail, and things like dating, getting a loan or a job, and finding a place to live could become difficult. One of Megan's favorite films tells the story of Damon Thibodeau, which addresses the issue of false confessions.
A lot of people think that you would never confess to a crime that you didn't commit. And Damon says, you know, Damon said the same thing. He said, I never thought that I would confess to something I didn't do. But when they put you in a room and they tell you about, you know, what happens when you're executed, and they tell you that they know it was you, and no one's vouching for you. And, you know, he said, I said anything that I could say to make it stop. So I think it's a really compelling story, and I really like sharing it with people.
Although production has wrapped, effects of the project are still being felt. The website oneforten.com features all 10 films, a map with information about the death penalty in each state, and graphs displaying a variety of information from the race of exonerees to the number of executions per year since 1976, the year the death penalty was reinstated in the U.S. The series of documentary films has been accepted to a handful of festivals, and it recently won Best Web Series at Raindance Film Festival's Web Fest. The next step for the project is to create a feature-length documentary investigating the criminal justice system through the lens of the death penalty. For now, Megan hopes people will use the films in whatever way they find useful. Earlier this week, she returned to Arkansas to discuss the films and says she hopes people will be more aware of issues surrounding the death penalty and have more discussions about it.
I think that 142 people being locked up who shouldn't have been locked up is major. That's major. And the damage is ongoing. I mean, it's not like they get out and they put their life back together. You know, the damage is something that they carry around with them. They have PTSD, they can't date, they have trouble finding jobs. It's just something that alters the course of their lives, and I think that that's important, and it's horrific, and we shouldn't be okay with it. So our justice system is not operating as it should. I think that as a journalist, it's my role to kind of bring attention to that and to try to hold our government accountable to follow, you know, the Constitution. So that's why I think that this is so important.
For more information on this project, you can visit oneforten.com. To read Megan's blog, you can visit punishablebydeath.wordpress.com. This is Ozarks at Large.